What's up, gamers? Welcome to the Vault RPG Mini Podcast for Tuesday, January 30th, 2018. Remember that this is the show where I talk all about RPGs in 15 minutes or less. I'm your host, Philip. Let's get today's episode started. So today we are going to be talking about something that's very special to me and something that is honestly sort of a hope and dream of mine. Please understand that this is not even speculation because I don't really have rumors or news to go on. So this is not a news update. This is not a fresh off the presses. This is happening. This is simply a hope and a dream that I think is not out of the realm of possibility. So now let me tell you. I want a Final Fantasy VI remaster on the Nintendo Switch. And I cannot stress that enough. Now, don't get me wrong. I would literally take anything that would give me 6 on the Switch. I would take a port. Maybe a port of the GBA version. I would take that. But I cannot stress enough that I want a remaster of Final Fantasy VI. Now, like I said, I don't think that this is just a stretch dream or plea, but I think that it's in the realm of possibility that this could happen. And I'm going to give you some reasons why I think so. Why is it time for a Final Fantasy VI remaster? And why is the Switch the perfect place for it? First off, next year, 2019, will mark the 25th anniversary of Final Fantasy VI. So why is it the perfect time? Well, because you've got the 25th year anniversary coming up. Now, I understand that they didn't really do a whole lot for 5 when its 25th came around. They did do a good bit for the series as a whole when the 25th for Final Fantasy I came around. And just as a reminder, I did, in fact, this weekend, get my NES copy of Final Fantasy in the mail, my first NES cartridge. So they did a 25th celebration for the series. They did not necessarily do one for 5. Not that I'm really aware of. If they did, please let me know what it is. But I don't remember this the big celebration about it. Now, I don't think that spells doom for a 6th 25th anniversary celebration, because let's be honest, while there are a lot of people out there that do enjoy 5, I don't think it's wrong to say that there are so many more people that just love 6 more than 5. 6 is regarded as one of the greatest games of all time. I don't really hear many people making that claim for 5. So even though there wasn't necessarily a celebration for 5, I still think that we've got a shot at them doing something really special for the 6th 25th anniversary. So that's coming up next year. Now, the other reason why the Switch is a great platform for it is that it's really hot right now. It's selling really well. A lot of people are loving it. They're playing it. And so it's in the hands of a lot of people. And then also, developers are porting a lot of things to it. They're putting older games on there. In fact, I mean, we're seeing Dark Souls being remastered and put on modern consoles across the board, but specifically on the Switch. So these older games are coming to the Switch. So I don't think players are going to be angry with Square Enix. Square Enix isn't going to look bad for putting an older game on a newer platform like the Switch. They're not going to look bad for doing it because everyone's doing it. And then may I remind you that, like I said, 6 is regarded as one of the greatest games of all time. So it's not like you're taking a random old game and moving it to the Switch. You're taking a classic, a legendary classic, and putting it on a modern console that's in the hands of a lot of people and that's really popular right now. Now, what am I talking about when I say that I want a remaster? I'm not asking for the world here. I'm not asking for the universe. I'm not trying to overextend my request. I'm not even really looking for a 3D remake like they did for the DS with Final Fantasy 3 and 4. What I am looking for is something akin to the PSP version of Final Fantasy IV, the complete collection that had Final Fantasy IV, After Years, and then an interlude. So something that's in that vein with the updated sprites and graphics, updated sound design, remastered soundtrack, updated translation, that with Final Fantasy VI, I think would be a home run. I would lose my mind so excited. And I know that I'm not the only one. So once again, the visual overhaul that 4 received for the complete collection, that's what I'm asking for. I'm not talking about what they did with the mobile, like the 6 mobile port. It was a piece of garbage and trash. It looked awful. I want a well done visual overhaul and just overhaul on all the technical aspects, right? So visuals, sound, music, translation. Okay. The sprite work for the 4 complete collection was incredible. The visuals were beautiful, and the music was so good. The original Final Fantasy IV music was fantastic. It's a beautiful soundtrack. But what they did with it in this update, it gives me chills. It's a fantastic score and then a fantastic remaster arrangement. So think about Final Fantasy VI's soundtrack, which to me is arguably one of the greatest works of music in any entertainment medium, right? So we're talking video games or movies. Okay, that piece of music as a whole is classic and legendary. If it got an updated remaster arrangement for a remaster game, I don't think that I'd be the only person to literally lose their minds, okay? Let me know that I'm not the only ones. Please comment and tell me, tweet at me, let me know that the music for 6 is phenomenal and a remaster of just the music is enough to get us excited, but I digress. Let's think about what Square Enix has planned for Final Fantasy in the next year or two, okay? Because we know that they've got the 7 remake coming out. Now, it's my belief that there's no way the 7 remake is coming out in 2018. I just don't see it. I've got a friend who is hoping that it comes out this year. I think that's a fever dream, okay? I don't see the 7 remake coming out in 2018. I think that it has a shot. I'm even talking about the first episode of 2018 because they're splitting it. I think that's at least mid 2019 or even late 2019 release for the 7 remake. That means, in my perfect world scenario here, that a 6 remaster could come out in maybe March or April of 2019, a little over a year from now. I think that would slot in well. I don't think that they would be stepping on each other's toes. I think people would go bonkers for both of them. And if you think about it, the remake for 7 is honestly riskier than a remaster, well done remaster, for 6. I know a lot of people are excited about the 7 remake, but there may be just as many people that are nervous about it because they're overhauling the game. So all I'm talking about is updating the graphics, the sprite work, the music, the translation of 6. I'm talking about a remaster. So something that's not too risky, but something that's well done, come out about a year from now and get us really excited about Final Fantasy, get us pumped for Final Fantasy. 6 comes out earlier in the year, March, April. Then we get a later your release for 7. To me, it'd be perfect. It'd be a perfect slot. Now, I obviously hope that Square Enix has been working on this 6 remaster and they're just keeping it close to the chest. It's under the table. You know, maybe that's the case, but I'm a little bit more realistic than that. Maybe that's the case. Even if it's not, they could still technically start work on it now and be ready by March or April of next year. I mean, Tokyo RPG Factory is in about a year development cycle. Be quiet, Siri. Be quiet, Siri. Is in about a year development cycle, at least based on, you know, I Am Setsuna came out last year, I believe. And then Lost Sphere came out this year. I'd have to double check that. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's about a year to make these games. They're semi-3D. So, I mean, we're talking, you're not building 6 from the ground up. You're updating the fidelity of the graphics and the sound. But it's not an overhaul. It's not building from the literal foundation ground 1. Like you would be creating a new game, and you're not remaking it with 3D visuals. I'm just talking about a 2D remaster. So even if they started now, Square, if you're listening, even if you started now, you could have it ready for next year. The Switch works for this game because 6 has already been ported to a handheld back in the day. It came to the Game Boy Advance. That's arguably one of the best versions of the game. But I think that it's time to bring it back into the actual hands of the gamers. You'd be bringing it to a console that people can take it wherever they want. It's coming back to a handheld. And this is even better because it's a hybrid console. And you can play it on the TV, on your monitor as well. All right, so it's time to bring the game back to the player's hands. With updated, beautiful graphics, and once again, not like the garbage that we got on the mobile. New translation, remastered music, not new music, because it's perfect the way it is, but remastered music. It's time for redemption. Redeem the mobile port. Forget about it. I don't even count that in my mind. So all of these things have been done for bringing older Final Fantasy games back to modern audiences, except for 6. It has gotten shafted so far, so it's time to redeem it with a remaster on the Switch in the vein of the Final Fantasy IV Complete Collection. So once again, Square, if you're listening, I'm speaking directly to you. I've just given you the recipe and the timetable for success. People would go crazy. I would go crazy. We would lose our minds. We would buy it instantaneously. As soon as you pulled up the pre-order, people would be pre-ordering this game. It would go bonkers. And it would only make us more excited about the Final Fantasy series in preparation for the Final Fantasy VII remake. So, who's with me? Surely I'm not alone in this. Let me know. Do you think that this could happen? Would you be excited about it? I feel like you would be excited about it, but do you think it's even in the realm of possibility, or am I just blowing smoke here? I think that there's a chance. Once again, next year is the 25th year anniversary. They'd be coming back to a handheld. They have not done much with it in years, and we have seen good remasters of games from that era. Do you think it's a chance? That's going to wrap up today's episode. Remember that you can follow me on the internet, around social media. I'm at VaultRPG. Follow me if you want. Start a conversation with me if you want. I love to communicate with you guys. So hit me up and let me know what you think about my opinions here. Okay? Thank you so much for listening to the VaultRPG Mini Podcast for Tuesday, January 30th, 2018. Until next episode, have a great time gaming, everyone. See ya.